Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of light in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank WeTalk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank their creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, the same old Mississippi yesterday, today, and tomorrow. In 2016, in Pontotoc, Mississippi, a 7-year-old girl was killed after getting hit by an SUV moments after she got off a school bus on her driveway. A grand jury refused to indict the driver. Amaya Braxton is a 7-year-old black girl, and the mad driver was Karen Carpenter, a white woman. Some folks would like us to think that doesn't have anything to do with how this incident was treated and the ultimate outcome. I wish we lived in such a place. Two grand juries refused to indict. Two grand juries refused to indict. I guess it's okay to run over little black girls in Mississippi. I found at least 5 offenses Carpenter is guilty of and should have been prosecuted for violating. Statute 63-3615, meeting or overtaking school bus, an act to create Nathan's Law to amend Section 63-3615, Mississippi Code of 1972, to clarify the offense of passing a school bus when stopped to load or unload students. That's offense number one. Mississippi Code ANN dot Statute 97-3-25ETSEG dot manslaughter. Mississippi Code Statute 63-3-1201, reckless driving. Statute 63-3-619, distances to be maintained between traveling vehicles. And number 5, culpable negligence. The Pontiac student killed by the SUV after getting off the bus, right? This is from Associated Press. Sheriff Leo Mask, right? That's the sheriff down there. He said the driver of the SUV approached the bus from the rear, swerved to the right past the school bus, and struck the child in her own driveway. This is from PT. This soft interpretation is enough for an indictment. Just that alone, because that doesn't say how horrific and how negligent and reckless this driver was. They got real stupid when they added the BS into the investigation. That's my assessment. Now, notice how the sheriff tries to minimize Carpenter's blatant, out-of-control driving and disregard for human life, stating an SUV approached the school bus. It is a psychological attempt to omit Carpenter from this horrific narrative about this collision as the villain, thus omitting her from any culpability, responsibility, or blame. This is evidenced by the fact she was not given as much as a ticket on the scene. Carpenter was driving the SUV. She nearly ran into the back of the bus, blindly driving at a speed that she was not able to stop her SUV at a reasonable, safe distance. That's a whole lot of laws she's breaking right there. This is evidenced by her running Amaya over, violently snatching her out of the gates of life. This girl got off the school bus. It's down south. So I think they got like this grass area in front of the house, a road. And I saw a picture. It had this ditch, which actually you could drive your car down and up the ditch. She was well on her driveway when she got murdered. So he goes on to say she swerved to the right. That does not depict that she was still out of control, because the vehicle is still moving, this time on the grass and driveway of unsuspecting residents. Based on a diagram of the crime scene, she had other options, even on that side of the bus, which was the right side of the bus, which is the side that they discharged the passengers. All she had to do was simply turn completely right. Since she went right, she should have turned completely right. She didn't do that. She traveled as if she was trying to go around the bus. She struck the child, he said. More like crushed and dragged the child under her SUV. Amaya's blood splat on her brother, who was about to exit the same bus. Bus driver held him back. That is when the SUV stopped. After hitting and dragging Amaya's little body, this villain, like many villains, tried to flee the scene of the murder. Carpenter was wrong. Neglect, negligent, reckless, and careless long before she approached the huge yellow school bus parked with flashing lights and a stop sign. All right? She was negligent long before she swerved. She had no right to go around the school bus. That's against the law. It's illegal. The fix was in from the beginning. Can you smell the BS cooking in Mississippi? It only has been cooking for about 400 years. Sheriff Leo Mass said more information would be released, including possible criminal charges against the driver. More information. I don't have boots on the ground, but did they use the information they had? What do they need more information for? This really makes no sense to me. I use information from the segment from the Willie D show where the mother was interviewed, because she said some things that I didn't see in other places. And she said that basically saying, the grand jury refused to indict the driver, who the child mother says admitted on a police report that she looked down and might have went to sleep. So this driver admitted on a police report, according to the report on the show, she admitted on a police report that she looked down and might have went to sleep. That tells me, like, hey, you don't know what you did. Are you intoxicated? Are you under the influence of something? I really don't know the difference between looking down and going to sleep. This happened in 2016 in Pontotoc County, Mississippi. Not in 1616, not in 1716, not in 1816, not in 1916, but 2016. They also mentioned that the woman almost hit the back of the bus twice. Rumor has it Karen Carpenter is a relative of an old judge or somebody. Karen Carpenter, after slamming her brakes or not, hopped the side shoulder of the highway in her SUV, traveled down the grass lawn, hit the child in her driveway, and then she attempted to flee the scene. That's like saying I'm guilty. She was not charged with a traffic violation after driving off the highway, passing a stopped school bus, discharging passengers, and killing Amaya in a driveway. Not even you passing a stop sign, because the bus had a stop sign sticking out. The girl was pinned between the vehicle's wheel and axle, or something like that. They said blood from the impact splashed her brother as her bones were crushed under Karen Carpenter's SUV. That's just how horrific this is. It was reported that Carpenter leaned on her vehicle at the scene and stated, "Can I go home?" She showed no remorse. She was never arrested or charged for manslaughter, recklessly endangering, speeding, or violating the new law, Nathan's law, regarding approaching a school bus. She received no traffic violation, though she had illegally ran a stop sign and passed a school bus discharging children. You don't have to intend to do these things to get a ticket. You run a stop sign, tell the officer, I didn't see it. Guess what you getting? Ticket. The Braxtons were told they could not apply Nathan's law to their case, which addresses exactly what happened in this instance, passing a school bus that's parked, discharging children. The law states the distance a driver is to be from a school bus and the penalty for injuring someone while illegally passing a school bus. It's more to it than that, but that's a short version. I guess Amaya Braxton is nobody to the Pontop, Mississippi. Her life was reduced to the value of a squirrel run over in traffic. No criminal charges filed. The child's mother is advocating for justice because the grand jury refused to indict Carpenter, a white woman, on two, not one, but two occasions. There is a petition in circulation. Check out Willie D's website or on Willie D on YouTube to get that information. Amaya's mother's life has been threatened behind that because she's trying to get justice for her daughter. She's trying to get the Mississippi to do the right thing. A black coworker who they say worked with the mother quit her job because she didn't feel safe around Amaya's mother. The mother and father eventually moved due to the threats. The family is hoping to present the case to the higher court because it is obvious they are not going to get any justice in Pontop County, Mississippi. That must be headquarters for them old boys. Good luck with that, because justice does not appear to be blind in Mississippi. It views the life of black folks the same way it did 200, 400 years ago, as nothing. Is this 1716, 1816, 1916, or 2016? Two Caucasian children, they said, were hit in a similar manner, and their families receive justice under Nathan's law. This is an egregious, blatant disregard for the law, the life of this child, and the loss of this black child's family by law enforcement, the district attorney, and grand jury or judicial system. From the Daily Journal, the Rainbow Push Coalition is looking into allegations of racism in the Amaya Braxton case. Jesse Jackson and his gang, he's sending some people down there to check it out, see if this decision was see if race played a role in the investigation and administering of justice. I think Mississippi Pontiac already said what they had to say about race playing a role and administering justice. They just ignored law, period. Daylon Thomas is a nine-year-old white boy. He was struck and killed by getting on a school bus on October 31st, 2018, just outside of Baldwin. In this case, the driver was arrested on the scene. This 2018 is 2 years after. Right? The driver was arrested on the scene and indicted months later for culpable negligence, manslaughter. The case has not gone to trial. Right? Andrea Braxton, the mother, said she waited 2 years, and there have been several same instances, and everybody has been able to get justice except Amaya. So Jesse Jackson says the organization is going to fight. So she's going to get that assistance or that help, support from Jesse Jackson. District Attorney John Whittle, who presented the Braxton evidence to both Pontotoc County grand juries. He said, "I wish they would call," Wendell said. "We have nothing to hide about the way we presented this to the grand jury. Nothing to hide. We presented it according to the law. I'm satisfied that my office did everything correctly." Okay, so I'm trying to figure out how you do everything correctly when somebody's breaking all these laws and you come out with daddy come out unscathed, no ticket, no nothing. So they said, as I said, Carpenter 39 slammed her brakes and veered deadly, changed direction of course, off the right side of the road, right? And we have a caller already. We're going to let this caller in. Hello, welcome to Provocative Thought.
Salam alaikum, Carlton.
Well, alaikum assalam.
You just said a grand jury, and something came to mind. Yeah, they were before a grand jury with the grand wizards at the top giving a verdict. Nothing's changed for us. We're still fighting the same fight, still in the same war. And I don't know how we're going to get justice. It looks like in order to get justice to me, we're going to have to apply some of the same tactics that they're applying, which may be violence. I'm not one to believe in their political system that I have to wait 50 years for something that I know that should be happening today. You know, they toy with us. And they're toying with this family. And it's really sad. But, you know, there's other incidents along with this. Along with
this. I'm sure.
Just, you know, I haven't got the young... Pardon, say again.
Thank you.
What were you saying?
I said, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing.
You know, so my question is, how long are we going to keep allowing this? You know, can't keep turning the other cheek. You can't keep sitting around, you know, waiting for a politician or some superhero to fall out of the sky and save everybody. This is happening now. It's been happening back then. And it seems like for now, we should be in better place. You know, they should be even scared to do certain things. And it, right now, it looks like they're not afraid to do anything to us. You know, they're not afraid to say how they feel no more. They're not afraid to act out. So what's our, you know, we need to come up with a plan to protect ourselves. And I guess as Malcolm said, by all means, means necessary. And maybe that's exactly what we have to do, because they even threatened the family for wanting justice.
Right.
That they had to move. Right there?
Right.
Nah. Nah. Somebody should be ready to go to war. Should be war.
Okay.
But anyway, that's just my take on it. I don't have anything good to say, or, you know, I don't have no positive outlook thinking things going to change and I'm going to pray these things away, because the age where I am at now, I heard a whole bunch of people praying. Ain't nothing happened from their prayers. Not a thing. So I'm not about praying. I'm saying, hey, let's do something. The only way these people going to stop is if they feel the pain. They got to feel something. They don't care. They don't care. That lady was able to go to work the next day. She was able to go to work the next day, go home. In fact, she wanted to go home when she did it.
Right, at the scene.
At
she
the
tried
scene.
To leave the scene, and she tried to leave the scene.
And it's even more heartbreaking because this is in front of the girl's house, her brother on the same bus, and a parent got to come out and find your kid smashed up, their blood on your pavement of your home where you should be safe. And they don't even think about the family. They just tell them, oh, well, you know, we don't think she meant to do this or whatever.
Sorry about, not even sorry about that. They didn't even get a, not even sorry about that. They didn't even get that sorry. They got nothing.
Right.
They got absolutely nothing. They got ignored by the, you know, by everybody down there. I'm surprised it didn't break out right there on the scene with somebody being assaulted. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if I could take somebody running my kid over on my lawn, and I'm not going to do anything about that. You know, so the people show great restraint, in my opinion, the black people. You know, the neighbors were thought that this lady should have been charged criminally, but for some reason, unbeknown to me, because I don't have an inside scoop on who this person is and how she relates to the authorities down there, or is it just a white thing? You know, I don't know, because it is Mississippi. Being white holds a lot of, you know, weight down there. You know what I'm saying? So I wonder, you know, just what the hell is going on? 2016 in Mississippi, and why is this lady fighting for herself? Why isn't the legal system intervening here? Like, come on, somebody should be looking at this. Like, no, that's not right.
Absolutely.
I don't see that happening. It's like it's no intervention, and that's 4 years ago. This is not something that happened last week. This is 4 years. And then other people in the same situation have you know, not that being sending somebody to jail is going to make you feel better, but that's the right thing to do if they are in violation of the law. But if you say they're not in violation of the law, then what are you going to do about that situation? You know what I'm saying? Then they're talking about more witnesses, more information. What do you mean information? You had enough. There's enough information. You went around the bus and ran a kid over. You don't even really need the details how fast she was going. You know what I'm saying? And it gets a little stupider as it goes on. I tell you some of the stuff they're talking about down there. You know, it's this chick, Carpenter, slammed her brakes and continued up the shoulder across the grass to the front of the bus. It's obvious she was traveling over the speed limit, got too close to the parked bus, or she didn't hit the brakes until she hit a Maya, or maybe just before. Hitting or slamming your brakes and actually stopping are two different things. The time you hit your brakes has nothing to do with if you are able to control your car, because you're supposed to be in control of your car at all times. So I wonder if there were tracks on the grass. If she was slamming her brakes, there should have been tracks on the grass. You know what I'm saying? Deep ones. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know. I don't have boots on the ground. I don't know. If she had to slam her brakes for a vehicle that had been parked and passengers were exiting, she could not have been looking in front of her. Right? The bus was stopped, and the girl had walked up the path, and her brother was getting ready to come off. That's a lot of time right there if you're driving behind a vehicle. She had to be sleeping or looking away and driving fast. Why would she need to swerve? The bus is not moving. She's not following the bus at this point. At this point, the bus is stopped, and she's approaching the bus at a speed that she cannot control her vehicle. Two reasons: because she's going too fast and she's not looking. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got a question. I know you don't know it, but I would ask this. If they are trying to say that she looked down, she fell asleep, or whatever.
My mom said that.
Right. So at what point did you fall asleep? Because when you sleep, you don't swerve around. You want to hit whatever in front of you.
Right.
So at that particular point, she was conscious enough to hit the brakes or slam into the back of the bus. So she made the decision, I'm going to go around this bus, if that could have been the case.
No, that's what happened. No, she went around the bus.
The whole sleep thing doesn't make sense. Even looking down, even if you look down and you see you're about to hit, you still can slam on the brakes, hit the back of the bus.
Yeah, not if you're going too fast.
Hit another vehicle.
Right.
You don't go around.
She didn't
want to
do that. Right. She didn't want to hit the back of the bus. She didn't want to hit the back of the bus. That's evident by her swerve, right? Right.
So she chose to take right. So she chose, and knowing that this is a school bus and knowing they had kids, she chose, I'm going to go around this bus on the side that children are getting out.
Sounds like that's what she intended to do. Sounds like she intended to do that exactly. Because she swerved.
So I don't understand.
No, but she could have swerved completely right and she wouldn't hit the girl from the back of the bus. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It would have, if she swerved right to go around the bus, you're going to hit the passengers. But if you swerve around the bus to the right and turn right, you're not going to hit anybody because there wasn't nobody out there on that side. It's a big,
right.
You know how the country road look, had its grass, the shoulder, mm-hmm. then as the grass goes down, you can drive a car in that ditch.
A car
can go in that ditch and up to the house from there. That's one of those kind of like things, the way I've seen a picture of what happened. You know, the police didn't see a reason to give her a breathalyzer test or get a blood sample immediately. You know what I'm saying? They got one shortly after. You know, what time frame is shortly after? 1 hour? 1 day? 2 days? What? You know what I'm saying? Like, well, how come she's getting all these breaks? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Now, if anyone
mm-hmm.
believes any of this is legal, I have 2 bridges in Philadelphia for sale. Right? Mississippi of DMV Driver's Handbook, page 35 says, when you are following another vehicle, allow at least 1 car length between you for every 10 miles per hour of speed. That way, you will have enough room to see around the vehicle ahead. When you are following a truck or bus, try to allow even more room. So if she's driving 20 miles an hour, she should have been at least 1-2 cars and a half to 3 cars behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if she was driving 30 miles an hour, she should have been 3 to 3.5 to 4 cars behind it. So something's wrong with this picture. And I don't think she put on brakes because she swerved around the truck. She didn't stop her car. She kept going. She might have put the brake on to slow down and swerve, but she continued. She didn't come to a complete cessation of movement. That's how close she was. Probably too close. Too close. That's why the SUV's black box. She had a black box in the SUV. And that's something new that everybody's getting in the car now, or that's special. She had a black box that mysteriously didn't do its job. The black box couldn't tell how fast this chick was moving before the accident, during the accident, or after the accident. And guess what? That's exactly what a black box does. That's exactly what it does. So what do you mean? So the black box ain't doing its job? You know, she was all the evidence indicates she was not following the bus as dictated in the Mississippi driving manual. Not looking, not conscious, and or not obeying the speed limit or speeding. Basically, she was not driving responsibly. She was recklessly and carelessly right driving. And I wonder if she was in the appropriate lane. I wonder if which the lane where she hit the bus was where she's supposed to be at, or was she supposed to be on the left-hand side of the bus. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
The bus stopped to pull the kid over. Is that where she's supposed to be at, or was she supposed to be on the outside of that bus where that stop sign pulls out at? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway, they went on to say that they voted not to indict Carpenter. You know, and Braxton family announced they had found additional witnesses. What do they need witnesses for? I don't get that. You know, because that's for the new indictment. That's the second indictment. So, you know, they shut that down. Because they're using the courtroom to shut this case down. They're not using the courtroom to navigate what you should do or assess what you should be doing. What to charge this person with,
mm-hmm.
they're using the judicial process, right? Not even the judicial process. They're using the whole process from the beginning, from the time the officer came on the scene to the time they presented this case to the grand jury. They're using this whole process to make sure that this chick doesn't do 1 day in a prison cell. That's all I got out of this.
So I'm trying to figure one thing. Why didn't the officer, so everybody completely just ignored this black little girl and didn't do their job? Because she should have been in handcuffs right then.
Yeah, or on a stretcher.
I think if they would have let that mother get to her, she might have been on a stretcher. But
they had a motorist that was.
I say this is also where more than one person need to be held accountable. You know, if you got a cop on the job, he ain't on his job. We need to find out why he ain't do your job. Why wasn't this woman arrested in handcuffs? If she got a DA and the court system, judges and all of those up there need to be investigated. How do you come to this conclusion? And how do you come to this conclusion when you already laid the law on incidents like this? So how is she not found guilty? So not just going after the lady, but they need to go after the state of Mississippi.
They need to go to everybody, the police officer, everybody involved, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody that participated in administering that case at any level, they need to be locked, incarcerated. There's enough of this stuff. They're going to keep doing it because, like you said, there's no consequence. You know what I'm saying? And nobody really cares.
Right.
Nobody cares. This is 4 years old.
And the incidents are becoming so frequent now that it's barely, you know, it's almost becoming common. It's almost, you know, like they said, Nazi Germany, you know, the propaganda is they desensitize the people to after a while, don't even matter. Oh, that happened again?
Yeah, I mean, she's in violation of Nathan's law. Nathan's law was came about. This kid had to cross the highway to get to the bus, which is stupid, right?
Right.
This guy was driving down the hallway, and the driver behind him said he never saw him put his brake lights on. He had struck the kid crossing the highway. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The Mississippi Highway Patrol charged him with aggravated assault on the day of the wreck. Right? The kid died, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grand jury handed down 2 indictments. Causing injury while overtaking a school on bus, which is Nathan's law, which is applicable to this case, and culpable negligence, which is and manslaughter, which is also applicable to this case, right? Each offense carries a sentence up to 20 years in prison. Those are federal, felony.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Carpenter was not charged, and she hit and killed Amia in her driveway, past the school bus. She traveled across the grass to get to her. When you see, come on, this is blatant. Come on, man, this is the most. It seems like it's a message now. Like, you know, you killed them, we don't really care. We ain't gonna be too hard on you. Kill one of them. That seems like that's the message I'm getting. Some of these cases, like even the residents complained vocally, saying the driver should be charged criminally. The district attorney, right, said the grand jury faced a tough task when hearing the case. He said it was a difficult case, but when you start looking at the law and how it applies, it becomes a different issue. What the hell was he talking about? Because I got the law in here. So he said criminality, the case boils down to intent. Did the driver intend to pass the school bus, or did she intentionally strike the child? Neither grand jury found intent, so neither indicted the driver on felony charges. Is that this first? This is not a difficult case, and the law is applicable to what occurred. DA Window appears to have presented the case he wanted to present, just like this other dude did with the Breonna Taylor case. This case does not boil down to intent or if the driver intended to pass the school bus, or did she intentionally strike the kid. This intending to strike the kid is first-degree murder. I'm driving my car, and I'm going to run this kid. That's first-degree murder. You know what I'm saying? All over the planet, that's first-degree murder. That interpretation of the law is simply the DA's way of controlling the narrative and guiding the juror's decision. He appears to most definitely be working for the defendant, Karen Carpenter. We observed this in the Breonna Taylor grand jury indictment. Same kind of BS. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's too much of this. Like, yo, this is enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? Come on. They say she swerved to the right into a ditch and struck the child. Come on now. They trying to make this sound like, you know, even that is enough to be indicted for a felony. You understand what I'm saying? You swerved past the school bus with a stop sign to the right where she's discharging little kids at the side, at the end of the highway. Or what is the problem here?
I have a problem also with if you're going into the ditch, then you can just stay in the ditch. It's a school bus there. You know if you proceed, you're going to hit either the school bus, which have kids, or a child. So if your car went in the ditch, that's where it was. But she chose, I don't want my car in the ditch. I want to get out. She kept going. She had disregard to the school bus and anybody else's safety.
She did not care. She didn't give a damn.
She's planning not to stay inside. She's planning not to stay in the ditch. So that means you planned on eventually you're going to hit somebody. So she's negligent.
You know, the more I read about this, the more I started to think, hey, I think she might have. Did she do this on purpose? You know what I'm saying? Because it sounds like she failed to stop, come to a complete sensation of movement, period. Until after running over the little girl, right? I can't be the only person to see that. This case is cut and dry and point blank to the point. There is nothing difficult about deciding if a crime has been committed when a crime has obviously been committed. This is really crazy to me. The outcome sends a familiar message. Black folk all over the world, and especially those in the belly of a nation. This nation is sending a message to her. You don't give a damn about you. They said there's no evidence Carpenter was texting or using her phone at the time, right? She willingly gave blood samples and toxicology reports came back clean. So, you know, this is what I'm saying about all that. Yet the jury refused to indict the driver who the child's mother said admitted on a police report she had looked down or might have went to sleep. Carpenter almost hit the back of the bus twice. Guess the police report is inadmissible evidence not worthy of the grand jury. Or did it disappear mysteriously, like the box not working? You understand what I'm saying? The little back box wasn't working? There's no evidence that Carpenter was texting. That doesn't mean someone assessed. Does that mean someone assessed the cell phone messages and calls? No, you can go on the phone and see when they made calls. I look at my phone to see what time I made calls. You know what I'm saying? Social media, you got a time on there. They got a clock on there. They can check that stuff out. Does that mean none of that happened and they didn't see any, she wasn't on it? I said, you know, there's evidence she was not paying attention to the road, right? Or the speed limit. There's no speed limit for following a stop school bus because you should be stopped also. So there's no, you should not be moving. You know what I'm saying? The bus is stopped.
Absolutely.
And discharging discharging students. So the bus is stopped. You should not be moving. If you are moving behind a stop bus, you are in violation. You are driving carelessly and recklessly. If you choose to swerve around it, you are continuing to drive carelessly and recklessly. This is why she intended to drive carelessly and recklessly. That's the way she was driving, and she went around the bus. She continued to do that, to drive carelessly. Any movement close behind or around a stop school bus is a violation, right? Under Nathan's law, right? If you cause injury, right, you violated Nathan's law. This whole process is a cruel joke and an ever-occurring law enforcement and judicial nightmare. Does everybody in Pontotoc, Mississippi, wear a white hood? That's what I want to know. As you alluded to earlier, the Grand Wizard Jewelry. Because something is very, very wrong with this picture. How convenient. Neither that accident reconstructionist. They had a guy that reconstructs the accident, right? Or the black box and the SUV were able to pinpoint how fast Carpenter was going just before the wreck. How about she shouldn't have been going any where? Because the bus had been stopped for some time. Why are they trying to just make this, shoot this thing out all kinds of directions? She didn't hit a moving vehicle. She hit a vehicle that was parked.
Right.
Vehicle had been parked for some time by the time she hit it. Right? Hit with the black box. They say the black box ain't work, right? So I looked up this Hyperloop auto blog, right? Say the black box depicts data such as how fast your car was going, the position of the throttle, brake application, airbag deployment, seatbelt use, steering angles, and range of other factors as they were about 20 seconds before, during, and 20 seconds after the crash. Now, mysteriously, her black box wasn't working. Somebody explain that. That's a hell of a coincidence. You know what I'm saying? And the reconstructionist was too dumb to figure anything to do his job, huh? The reconstructionist, huh? Hmm. Can you explain that? He can't do his job, and the black box can't do its job.
Well, I can explain this. Don't need no black box because they have been doing those investigations way before there was any black boxes or any digital way of recognizing how fast a person was going. They have looked at skid marks, distance, how long it takes that car to actually come to a stop or halt, how heavy it is, conditions, and they can determine how fast you were going for that car to travel a certain distance when you're hitting the brakes. So they don't even need a black box because before the black box came, they were already able to give you that information.
That's the reconstructionist. You know? That's what his job is. The reconstructionist.
Right. So
he's supposed to do that, but he couldn't do it. He was bubbling his lips. I don't know.
They didn't bring in an expert. They brought in somebody that could just add more, nonsense
to the case.
Irrelevant.
And the reconstructionist. He might have been the town butcher and the reconstructionist. Well, this is ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? The black box of stairs, he wasn't working or doing what it's designed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that don't make no sense. What do you mean it wasn't working? Why wasn't it working? If it was working, I can't see why it shouldn't be working. Why she's saying she was sleeping, dozing off on social media or talking on the phone for more than 20 seconds? Was she saying that? If it was working? I mean,
right.
this is some crazy mess right here. This is egregious, and it's the whole country should. This is something that everybody should be upset about.
There's only one thing that I would be concerned with if I was looking for a reconstruction. Where are the brake marks? If you're going into a ditch, there's going to be some drag from that car at somewhere. That at least lets me know, well, she did attempt to put on brakes.
Okay. I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to answer that question. Go ahead.
So where would that be at? So if they're not showing any of that, then her intent was she didn't put no brakes on. She just kept going. She probably thought, ain't nobody coming out that side. No kids. She's going to go around that bus, and she's going to go on about her business. Because when she went into the ditch, she chose and made a decision from that point on to continue to keep going. She could have stopped at the ditch, waited for that bus, had someone come pull her out the ditch, or because she has SUV, drive herself out the ditch. So
and you know
she
what?
Had intent. She had intent.
That's too much like trying to make it right. You know, to me, everything is evidence of reckless endangerment, reckless driving, and a conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. This is one of the most ridiculous cases. Well, you know, I don't know. Mississippi it must be a hell of a place for black folks to live. How do they live there? Because I thought it was bad where we at, but I'm like, Mississippi, terrible, man.
Well, you know, they had that thing, Mississippi Burning. I'm surprised it didn't burn in 2016.
Talking about new evidence. They need new evidence. They need new evidence to open a case. What are you talking about? Use the evidence you have. Do your job. But their job, I just say we're doing their job when I think about it. They did their job because their job is to make sure that this white girl, white woman, right, did not do a day,
mm-hmm.
right? Did not do a day in court or in jail for killing this black girl. They didn't care about that black life. Black life don't matter in Mississippi. Huh?
Mm.
Not in Potop, Mississippi. It don't matter there. Black life do not matter. That's what that says to me. Nathan's Law. Oh, no, don't go get not VR. They ain't use Nathan's Law for this case. She should be able to say how fast she was going. They don't even have a statement for her. How fast do you think he was going? Don't the cops ask you that when you're just driving down the street?
Yep, sure enough, too.
And who asked? No, how fast did she say she was going? She's responsible for that. The reconstruction is suspiciously useless, as is the black box.
2016, I'm not sure, but I thought a lot of the buses have cameras on them now. So, even if that bus may have had cameras on them.
I wonder if the camera was working. You understand what I'm saying? Because
right.
Nothing else appears to be working, right? The reconstructionist, the police, right? The black box, nothing is working. But you don't need all these things to determine that Carpenter was negligent and driving recklessly. This is some BS. There are obvious reasons why she failed to stop when the bus stopped and had been stopped for some time. She was not paying attention. She was following too close, and she was going too fast. She wasn't looking, or she simply chose to go around the bus, driving on his shoulder, on the grass, hitting and killing Amir. Come on. What an exhibition of reckless endangerment. If they have a picture for reckless endangerment or a video, this is perfect. Carpenter decided it was better to risk killing a pedestrian on the sidewalk or the grass, right? Then too, because it's not a paved sidewalk, it's grass, right, off the shoulder. She decided it was better to risk killing a pedestrian, a child, than to go around the bus on the street side where at least no children would be exiting the bus. If she wasn't high, she had to be sleeping or not looking or paying attention to the road. She might have simply not been given a damn. I'm sorry, because her attitude made me think that this chick didn't give a two shits about what happened. Nothing she can say can validate swerving around on the shoulder and traveling across the grass and running this poor child over, man. The fact that she was behind a school bus should have alerted her to pay close attention to her speed limit. This is behind the bus and exiting children, school children. If she had done so, Amaya would still be alive. She'd still be alive if she was paying attention. Huh? Am I right? Or, you know, what is it? You don't hear none of like nothing like that. You don't hear none of law enforcement, the DA, making that kind of a statement. Huh? It's like, we get you out of this. Don't worry. We'll handle it in court. Get you out. That seems to be the new thing nowadays. We'll take it to court and we'll shut it down there. She was struck in the highway she was not struck in the highway where vehicles are legally supposed to operate on. She was struck and killed in her driveway by this chick driving crazy. Talking about she swerved around the bus. All she had to do was swerve. If you're going to swerve around the bus, swerve all the way right. And she wouldn't have hit this girl. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
She didn't do that. She wasn't looking out. So it's almost like I get the feeling that she didn't care if she ran somebody over. She'd rather run somebody over than to run into a car on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Or run into the bus and injure herself. That's what I kind of get, that kind of feeling about this chick. And they say that she had no remorse. She just asked, can she go? I mean, is she retarded or something? You know what I'm saying? She got some mental health issues. What the hell is going on with an individual that'll run a 7-year-old over, drag her body under her car, try to escape, right? And then remaining on the scene, want to leave.
The simple fact they're just trying to escape right there. That's it. You know, you fleeing this scene of a crime. They charge you with that in itself. In fact, they kill black men trying to flee the scene. In fact, in Philly, the guy had his back turned, right?
Right.
Walking away from the cop, fleeing the scene, and was shot dead. And they said that was a good shoot.
Right.
So, there's no way you're going to be in the car, you're going to hit someone, you get caught trying to flee the scene, and you kill someone, and you're not charged. No.
But she ain't even a cop. This is like, what's that bull name?
No, I ain't talking about her being a cop. I'm talking about the cop being there arresting her.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
No,
I'm not disputing anything you're saying. I'm saying this lady's not even a cop, but she's getting the privilege of, like you see police officers get. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yes, yes.
That
right.
Same kind of privilege. That's what I'm saying. You know, then this dude going to say, the DA, right, the big issue is there is no proof she intended to go around the bus with intent of passing the bus. Now, let's look at this. She swerved around the bus, right? You know, Carpenter did go around the bus, number one. That's a fact, as evidenced by her crushing Amaya after she exited the front of the bus. The door's in the front of the bus, and she drug her. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Traveling from the back of a vehicle to the front of a vehicle is what we call attempting to pass or passing a vehicle. What the hell? Are we stupid? The only thing that stopped her from actually passing past the bus was the 7-year-old child under the wheels of an SUV. Carpenter willfully and intentionally drove her SUV recklessly, and her willful and intentional decision to drive recklessly is directly responsible for the death of Amaya. Racism is truly blind, but we are truly seeing things crystal clear. They went on to say there's also the question charging someone with aggravated assault in a death case. By definition, aggravated assault is the willful causing of a serious bodily injury. In most cases, if the victim dies, the charge is upgraded to murder or manslaughter. Come on, I just told you the case where a man ran over the little boy running on trying to get to the bus in the highway. He charged me. Huh? What is all this nonsense about? They charged the little boy, the man, for running over the little boy trying to get to the bus. But when it comes to running off the highway, onto a driveway, killing a little black girl, they got all these obstacles you got to do to find a person guilty. So to consider culpable negligence, manslaughter, the grand jury had to decide whether the actions were careless or reckless. In a legal sense, reckless means it was a willful act, that there was some level of intention. Come on, this is a bunch of BS, number one. If she willfully ran this child over, she's guilty of first-degree murder, not manslaughter. That's murder. First to the first degree. Even they say, I think Mississippi don't have degrees. Anyway, so the grand jury had to decide if there were a level of willfulness and this was criminal negligence, or if this was civil negligence. Civil negligence. I run your child over with my vehicle on the steps, on the curb, y'all. You think that's civil negligence or criminal negligence? What y'all think about that? From Just the U.S. Law, 2013, Mississippi Code, Title 63, Motor Vehicles and Traffic Regulations, Chapter 3, Traffic Regulations and Rules of the Road, Article 25, Reckless or Careless Driving and Miscellaneous Rules, Statute 63-3-1201, Reckless Driving, Universal Citation, MS Code, Statute 63-3-1201, 2013, any person who drives any vehicle in such a manner as to indicate either a willful or a wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property is guilty of reckless driving. Reckless driving shall be considered a greater offense than careless driving. So, come on now. Driving recklessly is a willful act evidenced by Carpenter's actual driving and the result of her driving, which is death, the death of this young lady. Carpenter's actions are both careless and reckless. Carpenter exhibited a willful, wanton disregard for the safety of the children on the bus and the people in the community by willfully and wantonly disregarding traffic regulations while following a school bus, by driving while looking at her cell phone or sleeping or whatever she was doing. If she wasn't distracted, then we really have a problem. They should really take her license from her, when that happened 4 years ago. A prudent person would have pulled over and parked to nap or use the phone. Come on. This is ridiculous. You do not have to prove intent to go around the school bus. That is ridiculous because she did go around the school bus on the pedestrian side, and she could have turned further into the street, right, left, or highway, or hit the back of the bus. If she did not turn into the highway for fear of being struck by a car, she made a conscious decision to swerve around the bus on the shoulder and proceed on the grass while children were exiting the school bus. Because you got to ask, why did she go right? Carpenter showed no remorse at the site of the accident. With that in mind, I wonder if she did intend to kill any child exiting the bus as a consequence of avoiding injury herself by possibly colliding with an oncoming automobile or the school bus. Because, you know, the more I read, the more I just look at it, I'm saying, like, yo, this something is, and it seems like we got some pretty evil people on the planet. I'm sorry. I wonder if the toxicology report was on the level. Nothing else appears to be on the level. If you are not paying attention to the highway or the parked school bus in front of you, you are driving recklessly. You are making a conscious decision to drive in that manner. Carpenter intended to drive recklessly and did so, causing the death of a child. Carpenter's reckless driving led to her SUV turning onto the shoulder, which a vehicle can't do unless you don't have your hands on the wheel, or you are asleep at the wheel, you're not looking, or you intend to go in that direction. The result was hitting and killing 7-year-old Amaya. I'm sure the man that hit the child crossing the street to get to the school bus did not wake up thinking, I want to run over a child crossing the highway into a school bus today. He did not intend to kill a child that day. He failed to break because that is how reckless he was driving. He wasn't paying attention. Maybe this child was hit before he could react. Why is a child even crossing the highway alone? Yet, this guy was arrested on the scene, ticketed in jail. This raises the question, who is Karen Carpenter? Is it that she is simply white in a racist town in Mississippi, or is she a relative of a prominent person in Pawtucket, Mississippi, and therefore exempt from the law, especially when it concerns a crime against a black person? That is exactly what it looks like. It could be all of the above. This DA just went on with this mumble jumble about how every case is different and the evidence doesn't always fall neatly into the legal definition of a particular criminal charge. That's a bunch of BS. Talking about we presented the facts and the laws and let the grand jury make up their own mind. And in both cases, the grand jury chose not to indict on either of the charges. I'm with Paris on that. Because that grand jury, either they were afraid or they all had on white hoods. They said unless new evidence is brought forward, Wendell considers the case closed. Bam! I know a lot of murderers wish they could have that kind of bomb support in court. No DA. DA Wendell tried to make the mind of the jury up by controlling the narrative and directing their thought, therefore leading the grand jury to the desired conclusion on two occasions. New evidence. They didn't recognize the evidence they had. Now they are closing the door on a case that makes Carpenter untouchable, or at least harder to touch. That is a very familiar process. It is an excellent way to present the appearance that justice was served while not serving justice at all. Presenting the evidence you want to the grand jury you want to get the result you want, regardless of the facts and the law, which DA Whittle misrepresented. That is not evil genius. It's just evil, pure evil. So the Braxtons said they're obviously in disagreement with the grand jury's decision. And the Braxtons said they would ask the Pontiac County Sheriff's Office to file misdemeanor charges, which carry a sentence up to 1 year in jail. Sad. The sheriff's office. Weren't they on the scene? They didn't give a ticket. They said that could be difficult, if not impossible. Wendell said law enforcement cannot sign an affidavit for a misdemeanor crime unless they see it with their eyes. There are exceptions to the rule, including a certified reconstructionist showing excessive speed. Y'all see this hamster wheel they got this case on? A certified reconstructionist. That bozo, they say, couldn't tell how fast somebody was riding a bike. Since Carpenter left the paved roadway and drove onto the grass, they said there was no way to accurately estimate her speed to determine if it was reckless. You trying to tell me she had to, you had to estimate her speed to determine if her going around, failing to stop behind a stop bus, going around the bus to the side where children are being discharged, you need speed in that equation to determine if she was being reckless. This is some more BS that this dude is throwing in the mix. This is pissing me off. I'm sorry, y'all. This case here pissed me off. Just listen to the BS being passed as law and evidence. Carpenter left the paved roadway, drove into the grass, and crushed a 7-year-old child. We don't need to know how fast she was going to determine if she was reckless. She was reckless. What the? They are having a conversation about this tragedy as if failing to stop a vehicle behind a bus, swerving around a stopped school bus, traveling onto the shoulder, onto the grass, and crushing a 7-year-old getting off of a school bus in her own driveway doesn't fit the definition of reckless. Do y'all hear that? It's not what you think it is. It's not what you see. It's not that way. It's really not. It's not what you see. This is what it really is. If it is not reckless, it has to be intentional. Could it be that this monster made a conscious decision to run a child over to avoid hitting the school bus or ongoing traffic? Because that is exactly what I'm thinking about the situation after just going through some of the information and how everybody is covering up. This is an obvious cover-up. 4 years. The crime is she ran over and crushed a 7-year-old child in the driveway of her home after failing to stop her vehicle while traveling behind a school bus. A stopped school bus, mind you. If the bus is stopped, you should not be traveling behind it. You should be stopped also. If you are so close to that vehicle, you have to swerve to prevent yourself from running into that vehicle. If you're that close, you should have been stopped. The vehicle was stopped for some time to the point that these kids could get up off the bus and walk. Oh, we have a caller. I think this is Pete. Pete? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Welcome to Provocative
Thoughts. Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you. This is Q. What's up, bro?
Hey, yeah. Hey, so what's going on with the community down there? They're not, the community's doing that thing, the diligence to make sure this doesn't get prosecuted.
No, that's 4 years ago, man. And I'm figuring it's not that many black people in that community because they threatened this woman to the point that her coworker was afraid to go to work where they worked. She split. And then the mother of the child that was killed ran over by this white lady. She eventually, her and her husband, they left also due to the threats. So I'm bringing the community down there. Huh?
Who said that again?
I'm thinking the community. You talked about the community, right?
Right.
Well, the community threatened this woman who's trying to get justice for her child, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they threatened her to the point that a woman that was working with her was so afraid to be around her, she quit the job and left. And eventually the mother and her father of Amir left because of the threats. So it don't sound like the black people have no strength in this town particularly.
Mm.
And just, I mean, just how blatant, the blatant disregard for the law and for life, and it tells me that this is some 17, 16 like type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like this is that, this is that real in your face like type stuff. This ain't that you know, are we gonna do it in a little slick way? This is, we don't care what you think. You know, this is that, you know, and what, nigga? We will kill you. It's that kind of thing. Huh?
So that must be red country or that way.
Red country? Oh, you talking about the Republican or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like, yo, when I read this story, it's 2016, but it, to me, I wasn't back then, but it just feels like, well, you know what? I guess we never really got out of, you know, 17, 16, 18. See, we still there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. And it just seemed like it was, you know, you're gonna run this lady's baby over. Ain't gonna charge nobody with nothing. You know? Then when they cry for justice, you're gonna threaten them. Shut up. You know what I mean? Shit up. That's a problem. 4 years ago, man.
That's crazy.
They had to move. They had to leave. You killed their baby and they got to go.
Right.
I don't know how many black people in this town, I wonder. Because the KKK must be strong there, or whatever racist organization they have down there.
They must
be pretty strong, and the black people down there are must be humble, or humbled by the strength of these races. I don't know how, which it is. So I'm thinking the other crime is that Carpenter was not charged with anything. That's the other crime. But the first crime is she ran this little girl over, and all the crimes she committed that preceded her running this little girl over and crushing her little body. But they just ignored all that. I suspect many defendants regarding the indictment of conspiracy and judicial misconduct regarding this case, if someone was to have the balls to actually do something, you know what I'm saying? I smell a huge Mississippi pack of rats. They ain't got swamps in Mississippi or something. That's like, that's the place with all the swamps.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah, I don't know. It just set me back, put a bad taste in my mouth. And it just set me right back into that kind of like, you know, that slavery stuff, man. It's like, yo, I don't have no love for that. So the message Potok is sending is, so what? Your kid is dead. We see nothing wrong. The nerve of this uppity nigga. You know what I'm saying? You're the problem. Get out of Potok. You know what I mean? Just as nothing was wrong, just like when nothing was wrong when Emmett Till was taken out of his relative's home and murdered. Wasn't nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not guilty. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's where they living at. That's what this sound like to me.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. Black lives, young black lives don't matter in Mississippi. Definitely not in Potok. Potoc. Mississippi. It's bizarre. Like, wow. Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow, I don't know what they're doing down there with that, but they better go down there with some protection. D.A. Whittle said this here. This is a more beach BS. Listen to this crap. That's how you know this dude. He probably got all kinds of hoods. He probably don't even wear hats. He just wear hoods. He said the law is set up to prosecute the guilty, but it is also there to protect suspects' rights. That's what the D.A. said.
Oh, protecting the suspect's rights?
Yeah, he's talking about the laws protect the suspect's rights. Well, I'm like, you mean the suspect that just was driving recklessly or passed the school bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ran over a little girl and killed her, drug her and killed her, tried to flee the scene, showed no remorse. You talking about that suspect? She's not a suspect. You know what I mean? She's a perpetrator. What are you talking about? She actually did it. We don't suspect her of doing anything. She did it. So anyway, apparently Mississippi law did not protect the right to life of 7-year-old Amaya Braxton. So you know what I'm saying? It protects the right of this Karen Carpenter to crush the bones of Amaya Braxton under the wheels of her SUV. It protected. That's what that guy's saying to me. That's all I got from that, because that's what the outcome produced. It produced the end of the life of this young kid, and this chick ain't do a day in jail. She ain't get a ticket or none. I got a ticket for running a light where there was no light. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this chick is breaking all kinds of laws, and she didn't even get a ticket. That's the part where you know this thing right here is deep, and that racist that race card down there, it's the whole deck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a race card. All 52 of the cards. You understand what I'm saying? Because this is ridiculous. This is some blatant stuff. Like, I'm going to string up your dad and be dead, say anything about it. Kill the rest of your family. You know, that's what that sounds like to me. That 18, 16, 19, 16 stuff. That sickening kind of, like, blatant, like, we do what we want to do with you. We've been doing that for 400 years. What the hell are you complaining about? They said she should still be held liable in civil court. Well, let me see. They didn't find her liable in criminal court. So what do you think they're going to do in civil court in that town? Mississippi vehicle manhole and murder laws and penalties, right? Now, I had read where they don't have that. But the manslaughter penalty said motorists who killed another person while driving with culpable negligence can be charged with manslaughter. A motorist who killed another person while driving with culpable negligence can be charged with manslaughter. A person acts with culpable negligence by knowingly doing or failing to do something that creates a substantial risk to the lives of others. Now, come on. This is ridiculous.
How do you spell that Pontoc again?
P-O-N-T-O-T-O-C. Mississippi manslaughter law says Mississippi code ANN dot state statute 97-3-25-ETSEQ sequence, right? Oh, I think. Manslaughter is causing the death of another person under any other following circumstances. I just chose one. As a result of culpable negligence, right? Manslaughter is a felony punishable by up to 1 year in the county jail, 2 to 20 years in the penitentiary, and at least $500 in fine, right? According to the Mississippi Code, ANN, State Statute 97-3-25-ETSEQ, manslaughter is an appropriate charge because Carpenter caused the death of another person as a result of culpable negligence, failing to obey traffic law, and actually crushing Amiya with her vehicle. Amiya is not a squirrel or a bug. This is ridiculous. To prosecute Carpenter under Nathan's law, if found guilty, will convict her of attempting to commit or committing a felony, passing a school bus, and causing injury. That is punishable to up to 20 years imprisonment. That would also support the charge of murder, causing the death of another person under those particular circumstances. From the courts, Mississippi.gov. In the Court of Appeals of the State of Mississippi, state, the Mississippi Supreme Court defined culpable negligence as the degree of negligence or carelessness in which a which is dominated as gross negligence and which constitutes such a departure from what would be the conduct of an ordinarily careful and prudent man under the same circumstances. Now, all I said what a careful, prudent person would do, they would have pulled over to the side. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be driving recklessly. They would be paying attention to the road. Carpenter would not do that. She's certainly culpable, negligent, because ordinarily a prudent, reasonable, sensible, wise person under the same circumstance would have pulled over, would be following the bus at a safe distance, at a speed that would allow them to stop without placing anyone at risk. A pertinent person would not drive on the shoulder simply because it is reckless. It recklessly presents an imminent threat to pedestrians who are presumed to be safe from moving vehicles on the highway there. A prudent person would not drive their car on the shoulder or the grass, especially or curb, especially where school children were being let out of a bus or people are or could be standing and walking. This is ridiculous. A prudent person would have been able to respond to the traffic signals on the bus, right? And the yellow bus itself. Slow down. Stop. The bus had been stopped long enough to allow Amiya to exit the bus and walk off the bus, stepping into her driveway. Her brother was about to exit the bus when she was killed. The bus is big and yellow, had flashing red and yellow lights on it and a stop sign. Carpenter was not extremely close to the bus when it stopped because Amiya had time to get off the bus and walk up the driveway. That is indicative. That is an indication that Carpenter was not paying attention from the time the bus had stopped till the time it took Amiya to get off and walk onto her driveway. That doesn't happen in a split second. Carpenter's failure to stop is evidence that she did not act as a reasonable, sensible, or wise person in this scenario. That person, that wise, reasonable, prudent person would have adhered to their driving responsibility. Carpenter absolutely did not. She was grossly negligent. You know, so we're running out of time. And I'm sorry, I got to get on a soapbox on this because this is crazy. So I want to thank everybody for calling in today, everybody for listening in. I want to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show, Mr. Kenny Jones, Blog Talk Radio, all you listeners and downloaders. Stay tuned next week. And I hope one day we don't have to have shows like this. So until next week, y'all. Each one reach one, each one teach one. Peace, y'all. Thank you.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General. General Abrams and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down.